In 1938, Benny Carter decided to return to America from Europe, one obvious motivation being the early signs of World War II. A less obvious reason was his desire to get back to playing cutting-edge jazz where the edge was sharpest in New York City, as the swing craze was in full bloom. Within weeks of returning to America, Carter was recording and had assembled a band booked into the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem for what became an extended residency during 1939 and 40. Benny himself recalled this group as, quote, "Terrific guys, fine musicians, and great friends. I loved every one of them. There was no drinking, no drugs, no trouble." In turn, the crew recalled him fondly, saying things like, "He worked you hard, but I loved playing for him. He was always quiet and businesslike. What a fine musician." Many say this was his best orchestra. His settings for the reed section were intricate, with fantastic voicings and exotic chords. Typically, the whole band gelled into an airtight unit around Carter's quiet presence and superb direction. Plymouth Rock, you know, like where the Pilgrims landed in the New World, and Savoy Stampede are representative of that band, with the brilliant pianist Eddie Haywood, trombonist Jimmy Archie, Vic Dickinson, and Tyree Glenn doubling on vibes, and they're among his finest, most sophisticated arrangements.
Thank you.
Savoy Stampede, and Plymouth Rock, Benny Carter with his band that was a big hit at the Savoy Ballroom in 1939 and 40. This is the music of American genius Benny Carter on Jazz Rhythm. Carter's music isn't always obvious. For one thing, he was a musician's musician. He was writing very sophisticated stuff that was, frankly, above the heads of a popular audience. And this may be one of the reasons why his bands were never financial successes. He also pulled it off with perhaps a little too much ease, never breaking a sweat. The late Doc Cheatham agreed that Carter made the difficult look perhaps a little too easy. He didn't put on the showy, sweaty displays that impressed a crowd. And I suspect Carter sensed this at some point and started to give his fans the fireworks they craved in recordings like this next Back Bay Boogie. It's also fair to say that Carter was an unabashed lover of sentimental ballads, where he gave free rein to his romantic sensibilities, making the alto sing with his refined and fully developed tone. He allowed each note to fully ripen, as in the long unissued Ill Wind. Thank you. Bay Boogie and Ill Wind, demonstrating the somewhat more crowd-pleasing side of Benny Carter the Altoist, though still retaining his impeccable tone and sure sense of balance and proportion. In 1942, Benny Carter moved to Hollywood, where the focus of his efforts shifted to writing and arranging. He wrote for films, television, and singers like Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles, and even Louis Armstrong. And although he made almost no recordings during the 60s and 70s, he did appear frequently with Jazz at the Philharmonic, and so in the set, we'll hear a 1967 performance from those concerts, which is, I think, one of the finest ever renditions of I Can't Get Started. Carter also wrote extended concert works at this time, Kansas City Suite and Harlem Renaissance, among others. Here's an excerpt from his Tales of the Rising Sun. It was a suite written specifically for his many enthusiastic fans in Japan, where he visited often.
Thank you.
Benny Carter alto solos on one of his favorite ballads, I Can't Get Started, and on August Moon from his suite Tales of the Rising Sun in 1992. You know, I saw Carter lead a big band some years ago, and his alto playing still had that ease and balance, gorgeous tone and fluid melodiousness. Late into his life, Benny Carter remained very productive, and he was widely honored in the decades before his death in 2003. It's amazing to me that Carter always maintained his pure tone and flowing alto sound. He consistently presented brilliantly structured, well-conceived solos. He had a unique talent for bringing musicians together as a bandleader and arranger. And it seems to me that Benny Carter could achieve just about any musical goal he set for himself. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. To conclude, here's Carter in a session that was sort of a tribute to Fletcher Henderson. And though Henderson couldn't make the session, six former alumni of the Henderson bands, including Coleman Hawkins and trumpeter Roy Eldridge, came together brilliantly in a tune celebrating Henderson's nickname, Smack. That's Jazz Rhythm and the music of an American genius, Benny Carter. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.